are you anticipating a lot of phone calls from the people behind you, and how much would you entertain moving down?
You know, Chris, I don't know that I'm anticipating a lot. I think there is a better chance because of the rookie wage scale. I think that helps movement, but all I can tell you is we're open for business and we're going to answer all the calls.
How open are you, though, to that? I mean, if it's the right thing?
I think a lot of that will be determined by the first five or six picks of the draft. In other words, if there's three or four guys there or five that we really value, we'd move back.
You guys spend a lot of time trying to gauge what's going to happen in front of you. How much do you guys assess what might go on behind you, too, you know, in reference to some of the trade-down possibilities that could crop up?
You know, obviously, we look at that. I think we try to do our homework on all these guys. These guys do a great job of getting the information and who they might want to take because of who they signed in free agency or who they lost. So, yeah, we are, because those guys might move ahead of you, you know, and you look at, you know, everybody talks about who will be there in the second round. We don't pick, you know, we don't pick eighth in the second round. We pick 10th. So you got to look at those kind of things, too, and kind of figure ahead.
You talked about the openness or willingness to maybe trade down, but given that you're limited in the number of picks with only six this year right now, is there a possibility of trading up, or would you maybe not consider that this year?
Well, I think you'd consider it, but it'd have to be really appealing to you to move up. I hate giving up draft picks. I hope in some way we get that seventh back, even though it is a seventh, and we can go after college free agents. But, you know, we just don't like giving up those picks. They're valuable.